Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode. Okay, as always, I wanna report my learning process. Today, I was doing 5th day of 18-day challenge of Thanksgiving by Suheyle Sengerzadeh. Thanks God, I'm enjoying so much from this process. I really, really love this challenge, and I'm learning so many things, and I appreciate God. Thanks God. Okay, today I did 5th day, day 5, and I learned so many things, and I also took some notes, as always, and I wanna share them with you. Okay, he said the first point is, when you want something from God, you should write it with a feeling of merit. Okay, you should have the feeling of merit, and then write your for example, demand. Feel this merit of having, for example, a beautiful car, and then you write that your demand. Okay, yeah. And then he told something that is so fascinating. He said, when you want something, imagine you have gone to restaurant, and also the waiter comes beside you and says, okay, sir, what do you want? You should order to that waiter, okay? You say, for example, yeah, bring me a kebab and rice, and bring me soda, bring me something like that, and so on, and so on, okay? And you don't worry, you aren't worried. You don't worry about your order, because you know it will come. Your order will come after, for example, 20 minutes. And he says you should write your demands, your requests in this way. Imagine you have gone to restaurant, and you call the waiter. Waiter comes. And you tell him, for example, or you tell her, bring me, for example, that thing, bring me that thing, bring me that thing, okay? And you don't worry about, and you are, excuse me, you aren't worried about your request. You say, yeah, it will, he will or she will bring my order after a few minutes, okay? So imagine you have gone to restaurant and order to the waiter to bring your order, okay? This is so important and great opinion and thinking, okay? Yeah, he was, you know, so Suheyle Sengerzadeh talks so much about inner child, inner peace, and this is so important, that inner peace is so important. We should be in peace with ourselves, okay? And yeah, in this challenge, we practice being okay with ourselves, become happy, become satisfied with your inner child, okay? Yeah, this challenge is so great. Thanks God, I'm so grateful. This challenge is great. This challenge is changing my life. Thanks God. And the next point he said, he talked about making mistakes in life. He said, don't worry about your mistakes. If you didn't have your mistakes, you wouldn't be here right now. So now, you should be okay. You should be satisfied with your so many mistakes that you had done in the past. You should say to yourself, if that mistakes, that excuse me, if those mistakes hadn't been something like that, excuse me for a grammar mistake, if those mistakes weren't, I wouldn't be here right now. So you should accept your all faults and mistakes that you have done in your life. Okay? And he said something that is so powerful and gives you energy. He says, you should say, I made a mistake, and also, I will make mistake. I will make mistake. I had make mistake in my past. And also, I wanna make mistake. Because making mistake is a part of this journey, in this process. We should make mistake. If someone doesn't make mistake, it significant. It shows he or she doesn't live. Does he? So, we should accept all mistakes we have done or we have made in our past. And the next point is, we should take the lesson of those mistakes and pass it, okay? Take that lesson of your mistake and throw it or put it into your backpack and then cross it, cross the world, cross the way. And yeah. And the next point is, you should love yourself so much, and you should say this and write this to into a paper, A4 paper, and stick it to your wall, to your room wall, that I love myself selfishly. I love myself selfishly. Because no one is worried about our life. So we should be worried and accountable of our life. So at first, you should love yourself. You should selfishly love yourself. You should say to yourself, I selfishly love myself. Yeah? And we should become a child. We should become baby like a child, for example. Of course, you have seen children that play and enjoy the life very easily, and they are not worried about so many things that we are worried right now. They aren't worried about, for example, paying rent, I don't know, eating food, finding job, whatever it is. They aren't worried, and we should become children. We should become baby. Of course, baby, no, child, okay? And in this way, we will be so passionate about life and enjoy our life, you know? And also, he gave some exercises. He told you should wash your dishes with your hand, and during washing, you should curt with them. You should praise the those dishes. For example, say, hello, my dear dishes. I love you, I love you so much, and you helped me to eat my food easily. I love you so much. And for example, pat your dishes and kiss them. You should curt with them, c-o-u-r-t, okay? And the first exercise is washing your dishes by yourself and without a washing machine. And the next exercise is you should yourself go and pour a glass of water or tea for yourself. You shouldn't command to other one and say, bring me a glass of water, bring me a tea. No, you should yourself stand up and go bring tea, bring water, and so on. And the next exercise and final exercise and final point. Yeah, of course, I want to say something, another thing I want to say. Okay, and the next and final exercise is 1 hour silence. Without listening to music, without watching something. Of course, you can watch nature, but you shouldn't watch, for example, television, listen to radio, or something like that. Okay, you should just sit down and practice silence for an hour. Okay, of course, you can do this, for example, in the mountain, for example, jungle, in the forest, wherever it is. But you shouldn't, عوامل خارجی shouldn't distract you, okay? This is so important. You should go somewhere that is so silent. Yeah, these are three exercises that he gave us, washing the dishes and curt with them and love them and pour tea or water by yourself and 1 hour silence. And the final thing he explained is so important. I didn't know it so much. You know, I've just heard about it in the past. About conscious and unconscious. Okay? Zamir khodagah va nakhodagah. Conscious and unconscious. Self-conscious. Or unconscious, okay? And you know, I was listening to this point about conscious and unconscious. To be honest, I didn't get it so much. And he also said you should watch this part so many times to understand it completely. And after I listened and watched this part, I told myself, I didn't get it at all, and I should watch it again and again. And I repeated that part about conscious and unconscious for about three times. And I want to explain the thing I learned about conscious and unconscious. As I told you, I didn't know it so much in the past. I've just heard about it, and I didn't comprehend it completely. But now I comprehended it and realized it so much. Of course, during the process, in the long run, I will learn it so much. Okay, let me explain it to you. About conscious and unconscious. You know, our conscious has 7 or 8% power. Okay? And our unconscious has the 92 or 3% power. So we have conscious and unconscious. Unconscious. I said this because we have conscience. A word means vojdan conscience. No, conscious, unconscious. Okay, conscious has 7 or 8% power, and unconscious has 92% power. And the important point is our unconscious, we have, we work with unconscious, okay? Our unconscious doesn't have any ability to recognize the other things. For example, when you see something, when you hear something, when you say something, our unconscious captures it and it can't recognize whether it was okay or not. It doesn't have any ability to do this. Okay? It has 92% power of capturing the things, but it can't recognize the thing it receives. For example, something it something you see, you hear, you say, it can't, it doesn't have any ability to recognize the truthy, to recognize whether it is true or not. Okay? And so, whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you say, goes to your unconscious, okay? And when, and the important part is here, and when you want to do something, when you want to do a work, you go to your unconscious part, okay? Because of this reason, he says our unconscious is so important. And the next point is so that is so important is this word proves or demonstrates your unconscious to you, or our or your beliefs to you. For example, let me give an example of this issue. For example, you say, yeah, learning English is so easy. Who says learning English is so difficult? No, I said learning English is so easy and I love it. So, you said learning English is so easy. And then you go to the social media and listen, for example, and you hear, yeah, learning English is so easy, so many people have learned it, it's so easy, it's so fantastic. And also you see some people that have learned English, and for example, they speak so easily, effortlessly, and so on. So you said learning English is so easy. You heard learning English is so easy. You saw learning English is so easy, and it becomes your belief. And when it becomes your belief, two things happen. The first thing is that you move in terms of your beliefs. You said learning English is so easy, okay, and then you go and learn English because you have believed it that learning English is so easy. So when you hear something, when you say something, when you saw, when you see, hear and say something, it becomes your belief. And the next point is and two things happen. The first happening is you move in terms of your beliefs. This is so important. And the next point is, and the third and the second thing that happens is you see your beliefs in your life. For example, you have believed it. For example, yeah, learning English is so easy. You have heard it, you have seen it, you have told it to yourself. Yeah, learning English is so easy. And the important part is when you believe something, you move in your life in terms of your beliefs, And also, you see your beliefs in your life. For example, you say, yeah, people have become so kind. People is so great. I love people. People's relationship become better and better during the process of the life. And when you believe this, you will see your beliefs in your life. You go, for example, outside and see, yeah, people have become so kind. They help each other. They love each other. You say, for example, you see a couple that have a great relationship. Why? Because you have believed it, that everything becomes better and better. Relationships have become so great, yeah, because you have believed it. So this issue is so important. You know, right now I'm explaining it to you. I'm so fascinating about it. Oh my God, these issues are creating our life. What you have believed. Have you believed, for example, learning English is so easy? Okay, it will become easy for you. Have you believed, for example, traveling or migrating is so easy? Okay, it will become easy for you. My goodness sake, these are so important. Thanks God. I appreciate God because conducted me to this challenge and I'm learning so many things. Thanks God. And of course, right now I'm in fifth day 5. If I continue it, for example, reach to the 18th day, I will learn so many things. And I really, really suggest you to participate in this challenge. 18-day challenge of Thanksgiving by Soyle Sengerzadeh. This challenge is so great. Thanks God, because you conducted me to this challenge. I'm learning so many things. My confidence have jumped so much. My knowledge improved so much. Thanks God. I appreciate God. And yeah, after I do the day, I come and talk about my learnings because this is so great. Oh my God, I talked for 22 minutes. This is so great. Thanks God, because I have tongue, because life becomes so great in during the life in the long run. I love the life and I'm fond of creating my own life. We have the power, but first we should learn what should we do. You should learn that our beliefs is so important. You move in terms of your beliefs, you see your beliefs in your life. You should selfishly love yourself. You should be independent in your life. We should learn this kind of things. And I'm so much happy because I talked also for 23 minutes. My goodness sake, thanks God, because I have tongue. And I love the life so much. Thanks for listening. And I suggest you to participate in this challenge. This is so great. And I love you guys so much. I hope this episode is useful for you. And if you have any opinion, please comment it in the section below. Thanks for listening. And I surrender you to God. Thanks a lot. And bye for now.